Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I am Amanda from Dundalk. Am I a bad mom for skipping my daughter's meet the teacher night to go on a date with a guy I recently matched with?
Hey, love is love, man.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Well, welcome to the parent panel, everybody. If you haven't done one of these with us before, you want to explain what we're about to do, Jess?
Yeah, so parents call into the show when someone in their life has called them a bad mom or a bad dad, and we just try to find out how did we even get there in the first place. So did you say parent-teacher night you want to skip out on?
Meet the teacher night.
Okay.
Well, what? I guess you'll have to explain, the background here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my daughter is going to the second grade, and this week is her school's meet the teacher night. And I recently matched with this guy, and he asked if I wanted to grab dinner that same night. And I didn't want to cancel or reschedule because I felt like things were finally flowing. And we went out once already, and it was really amazing. He's a really nice guy, really considerate. And this was the only time he had this week. So I asked my mom if she could go to my place and stay with my daughter. And my mom freaked out. She said, you're a bad mom. You have no business dating when you can't even show up for your daughter. And then she said, you can find another guy. Your daughter only gets one first night of second grade. And I'm like, that was so uncalled for. But my daughter does love school a ton, and she's been looking forward to meeting her teacher. But, like, I can responsibly get it covered. I can also have an interest in dating someone and go out with them that same night. So I'm just trying to balance being a good mom and not giving up my own personal happiness. But now I'm just left questioning everything because my mom made me feel like complete garbage.
Yeah. So, man. Okay, so let's talk through this, and let's get our parent panel put together. So Amanda's saying, listen, my daughter's meet the teacher nights this week, and my daughter's real excited about going back to school. But I also have this dude. You said this would be the second time you guys went out?
Yes.
We went on one date. Magic, man. It was magical. I'm putting words in your mouth, but you like the guy.
Of course, yeah.
And listen, as a single person on the show, I can tell you, like, when the steam is steaming, a week can kill it. You asked your mom to step in, and she said you're a bad mom for trying to, like, basically pick a guy over going to meet the teacher night. But is that the case? Would you be? Jess, thoughts on that?
So meet the teacher night is basically the parents go with your child and meet everybody kind of thing. So it's like an activity for the two of you to do together. And just not wanting to stop the flow is why you just wouldn't reschedule for the following week with him.
Right.
It does make me a little bummed for her. Obviously, I think you have every right to date. However, I wouldn't want to set the tone that she would come second. And I'm just speaking from experience. My parents were divorced for a certain amount of time, and I did witness them dating other people. And if I did have a function that I knew my parents could come to, if they chose a dating situation over coming with me to meet my teacher, which is something that I was excited about, that would mess with me.
Do you think you know that in second grade, though?
100%. I was very aware of what was going on when my parents were separated or together.
I totally hear what you're saying, and I respect that. I don't think that I'm being a selfish person by being able to go out and go on a date. It was just one simple night. That doesn't change anything. I still have a right to date. And, you know, it's not like I'm saying I miss the school play.
Listen, I don't think it's that bad. I think you should absolutely go. I think if you found someone, especially if it was a first date, I'd be like, and that's crappy. A second date?
But if it's that magic, can't he wait a week? Like,
no,
wouldn't he want to do that for
Jessica.
Her, knowing that she has a kid as well? Like, shouldn't that be a priority for him?
No. No, it should not be.
If someone is going to date a single parent, they also have to be willing to make the single parent's child a priority,
but
is what I'm saying.
I
so, like, if
that,
he
that
wanted
single
to drop her just because she wanted to go
but,
to parent-teacher meet time, I'd be like, ew,
but
bye.
I also need to see that single parent can handle being in a relationship. And if I'm seeing that, like, single parent also has no time and I have no time, then like, when would this ever work? And there's a spark there.
So,
I'm telling you.
So if you were dating a single mom and she was like, hey, can we reschedule for next week because I have to meet my kid's teacher, you wouldn't be interested
in
anymore?
I'm saying if you guys are seeing that there's a conflict of schedules and nobody's willing to move anything and grandma could take your kid, then yeah, this is going to be a big problem. Let's put together the parent panel.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to Betty in Westminster. What's up, Betty? Good morning.
Good morning.
Would it be the wrong thing for her to do?
Yeah, absolutely. If the daughter wants her mom to take her, then mom should absolutely go. Not, oh, grandmom step in. Grandmom didn't birth the child. She's got a parental obligation.
But,
and she's setting a bad example for her daughter.
I think all of us can, at least if you can't relate to this experience, I hope that you don't. However, there's a lot of us that can relate to that experience of being at school, being at a school function, and looking out into the crowd and wanting to see your mom or dad, and they're not there.
But,
and so with this kind of situation, I think that this is an opportunity where mom can be there and she can reschedule.
Yes.
He's not moving.
But
he's not like going away for a long time.
Here's where you can't relate, because you're not a single mom. So I think you cannot relate in that sense.
My mom was a single mom at a certain point, and
let's call your mom.
I did go through that with her at a certain point, and I definitely remember seeing her trying to balance that. And I'm not saying that she doesn't have a right to date. Every single parent does. However, I really, really think that she could reschedule this date to the following week. And if this guy is the right guy, then he will be there waiting for her.
Who's up?
This is Tiffany in Essex on 5.
Tiffany, what do you think? I mean, do you feel like Amanda should go on this date and skip her daughter's meet the teacher night?
Yes, I feel like you can't let your kid get in the way of you finding the right man. Like, that could be the love of her life. And you can't just, like, let your kid just be the only thing you think about in life. Like, mama's got to have a good time, too.
But, y'all, if that's the love of her life, he will be there next week.
Will he, though?
Yeah, he will.
Will he be?
If he's the right one.
It's hard,
one.
Jess.
If he's
you
the
don't
right
know.
One, he
you
will
don't
be
know.
There.
It's hard, you know? I mean,
this economy?
Not in this economy.
In this dating economy? I think what you're saying is a little extreme, but, like, I understand what you're saying. Like it's hard, you know, it is hard to find somebody right. So you think that, like, no matter what, like, even if, what about this? What if her daughter was like, this is really important to me? Like, should she still go?
I mean, a lot of times when we're kids, we think that things are important and we realize that they're not as important as we thought. Like, I think that it's going to be a lot of parent-teacher conferences, but it may not be a lot of chances to really find that one.
Okay.
Especially when you are a single mother
uh-huh.
and you run around behind a kid, you need to take every chance you can get.
There we go. All right. Thank you for calling us. Who's up, Jess?
This is Tracy on 5 in Pasadena.
All right, Tracy, we're kind of like tied up here. We'll kind of give you final vote. I mean, would it be the wrong thing for Amanda to do to go on this date versus going to the Meet the Teacher night this week?
It would be the wrong thing to do. I believe that your kids come first, no matter what. And a meet the parent night doesn't take all night long. It takes like a half an hour, 45 minutes. So why not have the date after?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have the schedule, clearly, but like...
I've been to many. They don't take all night long. It's literally an hour, if that. So there's no reason she can't schedule her date.
But what if it does? But what if it does?
Then you reschedule your date because your kids come first. I've been, my mother was never there for me, and I've always put my kids first. I've been a single mom before. You don't put men before your kids.
Mm-hmm.
In no situation should you ever pick your own happiness. And, like, even if you can have it covered by a parent, you don't think there's ever a situation.
So I was raised by my grandparents. Your grandparents, it's not their responsibility to do the parent role. It's just not.
Okay. All right. Well, we hear you then. And then, listen, it sounds like...
Thank you, Tracy.
As I'm looking through this, Amanda, it seems like... I mean, and there's still a few calls, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying majority is looking like most parents are saying that you should actually go and not go on the date. So
yeah, and listen, I totally hear and respect what everyone's saying. Mm-hmm. I really genuinely do. Mm-hmm. But my happiness also has to be a priority. I think that people forget that. You can be a parent and a human and someone who wants to still find love. You know, you don't have to be like this flawed character. So yeah, I think that I also just have to go and do this for myself.
So you're going to go on the date?
100%. People won't like it, but you know, that's just life. My daughter's not going to hate me. The world will still revolve. Everything will still go on. I have to take this chance.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.